Welcome to Business as a Magical Practice, where your business is the vehicle for your self-integration and soul evolution. My name is Sam Garcia, and I'm the founder of Dirty Alchemy Digital Marketing. And I'll be guiding you through how you can use your business as a spiritual practice and what magical businesses are doing to hit their goals and change the world. Together, we'll be relating the mystical to the world of business so that our work can unite spirit and matter, shadow and light, conscious and unconscious. Let's dive in.
We're talking about the best practices and best platforms for spiritual entrepreneurs. And I first really want to give a warning. We'll call it a warning. And it is to say that you don't need any of this. Okay? You don't need any of this. We often will use shiny new platforms and shiny new social media channels or whatever as excuses to put off the more uncomfortable parts of business, which can be meeting new people, doing sales calls, making offers, things that are so simple, but they put us right directly in front of the potential of being rejected, which is incredibly uncomfortable. I want to preface that if you are on a platform and you're happy with it, like, don't change. If you have something that's working for you, do not change. Do not use this as an excuse to waste a bunch of time trying out something new because you are just trying to procrastinate doing the thing that you already know you should be doing. So that's my little warning here before we get into this video. Let's cover some basics, which is that marketing in general does cover all aspects of the customer journey. It's not just going live on Instagram. It is a deeper level of strategies that allow you to build deep relationships with people so that you can attract new people into your orbit. You can build trust with humans so that they are excited to buy from you. It is serving them well once they have joined your network or actually purchase from you. It is re-engaging people. It is ascending them into different offers. It is all of these things. So it's not just about, we want to actually see how marketing hits all aspects of this versus just thinking of it in one tiny pillar of business. So if we're talking about the phase that is getting new eyeballs on you or meeting new strangers, essentially, in the online world, what is working really well in terms of building an audience is TikTok. And let me point you back to the warning of, like, don't just start a new platform if something is already working for you. This is for people who stuff isn't working or you're brand new. But TikTok is kind of where Instagram was a few years ago, where now it's actually difficult to build an audience on Instagram, and people who do have large audiences have an easier time. TikTok is a much easier place to, like, meet strangers if you're just trying to attract in an audience of new people. Also, if you are an Instagram person doing videos, the entire platform is changing. I'm sure you've noticed it is changing to really favor videos, whether that is Reels or Instagram Lives or, like, the entire grid changing so that it is rectangles instead of squares. Did you notice that? I know a lot of people are upset about that, but actually getting engagement on the platform will require you, or not require you, but it will be much easier for you to get more eyes on you if you do video. And that can be playing with the viral reel trends or to do a short, less than 1 minute riff on something that you can share as a reel. Other great ways that are, forever ways, which we've talked about on this here channel before, is play around with content marketing. So being up to date on YouTube's algorithm, on what trending topics are for blogs, those are still tried and true methods. And if we're going to the next phase, which is really around changing your audience into buyers, you should be aware that the market is changing. Again, you may have noticed that more people want things right now. So we're kind of in the Amazon world where if you can't get the thing the next day, then you get incredibly angry. If you don't have next day delivery, you're extremely upset. And that does actually apply, and that has changed our expectation in the online space. So where launches used to be the tried and true method of getting a bunch of people into your program or mastermind, now, because of this switch, people are more interested in having something now. That can look like you having a small group coaching program that is open all the time so that people can apply at any time and they have this very specific problem and you have this very specific methodology that fixes that problem. They find you, they immediately want in. Because what can happen if not is if you are not front of mind for them, if they're like, I want to join a mastermind because I want support with my business, and yours isn't open for a few months, people will often choose to join someone else's because they have a need right now and they're going to fill that need. So being aware of this, again, if launches are working wonderfully for you, do not worry about this. But if you're finding that you're having a hard time actually filling launches, you might want to consider either having an evergreen funnel that will fill your email list, will fill a lower level program, or to have your enrollment going on a continual basis so that people can join when they actually need you, which could be today.
Really quick, I wanted to let you know that if you are stressed out about sales pages, or if you just want to make your copywriting easier so your next launch can be more in flow, I am inviting you to download my guide, The 5 Secrets of a Spellbinding Sales Page that gets your clients sold on your offer fast. This is my 5-step formula to writing a sales page that makes your audience feel seen, heard, and felt by you, so they feel called from deep within their soul to sign up for your offer. You can get yours for only $25 at the link in the show notes or by going to thedirtyalchemy.com/spell. Okay, back to the episode.
Always, no matter what year it is, being committed to a platform and continuing to be consistent with it will always work better than like spraying a bunch of different platforms. So you deciding that you want to go hard on Facebook and Facebook is your platform and you're going to do a Facebook group funnel and do Facebook Lives every week and you're going to write amazing stuff for your group and you're going to actively get more people into your group. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is going to work significantly better than you being like, I'm making one piece of content and it's going to be a podcast, it's going to be a YouTube video, it's going to be on Instagram, it's going to be on Facebook, it's going to be on TikTok, it's going to be on Clubhouse. Is Clubhouse still a thing? I don't know. What is the next thing? It's going to be on Snapchat. And it's also going to send it out on email and then we're going to whatever. That is going to work significantly less, because your energy is being so diluted by being spread out on all those channels. I mean, unless you're like Gary Vee, where you have a team of dozens of people who's repurposing content for all of the channels really well, and all of these experts on all the different channels, right? So we can't actually look at people who have a multi-million dollar business and have dozens of people on their team and look at what they're doing and have this expectation that I should be doing the same thing as them, because it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So you being fully committed, and like, think of this as a relationship, right? If you're trying to maintain 50 friendships, it's going to be significantly less satisfying than you being fully committed to a handful of really good friends and seeing them multiple times a week and texting them and all these things. Like, you going deep on one channel will always be the best one. And then once you really master that one, you're welcome to add more and add more and add more from there, but not in like a spray. Let me spray myself on all. Let me be omnipresent. Like, I know that's like a big thing that people want to be. They want to be omnipresent, but usually the people who like say that they're omnipresent, they have a multi-million dollar business and dozens of people helping them do that. So that's an aside. In terms of platforms, still really love Kajabi. Kajabi is an excellent platform to cover a lot of those stages of beyond just attracting the new clients. So you can build an opt-in page with Kajabi. You can send emails. You can to nurture them. You can sell lower level products. You can sell higher level products. You can build a community in there. You can use it as your email service provider. It can, in terms of simplicity and everything being connected together, Kajabi is an amazing option for people. I mean, it can also house your online program and have all of your videos in there, have all of your audios in there, have all of your PDFs and whatnot in one spot. So in terms of simplicity, great option. If you're looking for super budget, what you can do is you have a website and that can be on WordPress, that can be in Squarespace. I think Squarespace is great because unless you try hard, you can't really make an ugly Squarespace website, where I feel like it's very easy to make an ugly WordPress website. ConvertKit is an amazing email service provider. I do think that having an email service provider is mandatory minimum for most online business owners. So don't use MailChimp. MailChimp is the worst. Don't do it. I know it's so common for people to use it. Just don't use MailChimp, please. ConvertKit is less expensive and a much better in terms of tagging and sequencing and automations. Like, ConvertKit's great. Maybe you like ActiveCampaign or whatever you're using. Stay with what you're using. Unless you're using MailChimp, leave MailChimp. Zoom is like, if we're talking about super budget, like you can do client calls on there, you can do webinars on there. Like you're going to have to, you're already using Zoom in this day and age. So I'm just mentioning it to mention it. Dropbox is a great option if you are doing online programs and you need to give replays out to people, but you don't want something like Kajabi. You can use that option. I am a fan of keeping things simple. Like we use Kajabi. We also use ConvertKit. We use Squarespace. Like these are all things that are tried and true. They're getting better and better with each year, more and more features, simpler to use. So those are that's the quick and dirty of some things we're seeing in the market, things you may have noticed or haven't noticed. I'll see you then.